Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All, and the founder of the Wow Seat Media. The Wow Seat Media features several signature production segments on different platforms, and on this platform, we feature expertpreneurs from a variety of industries that provide their worthwhile, outstanding works, which I call their Wow Missions, and they provide this to the marketplace. You can learn more about our signature segments at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. Would also love for you to follow us on Facebook. Well, today we are joined by social and environmental impact engineer and co-founder of the award-winning North Wales Dragons community football team, Chris Roberts. He's also been in the segment, The Benefits of Incorporating Sports into Your Organization, and you can check out that segment in our archives. I am super excited to have him join us today because today he's going to be sharing about how to organize a successful football and soccer fundraiser for communities or charity. So this is going to be a very intriguing topic. And also in this segment, we will be featuring Chris' publication, and the publication is How to Organize a Successful Football and Soccer a fundraiser for community or charity. I want to also mention that Chris is one of my celebrity preneur experts for the Wow Seat Wallywood platform, and you can check out that platform on Spreaker. And he also joins us on this platform as one of our Wow Seat expert preneurs. So again, I am super excited to have him back and also to have him share about his work and his publication today. Chris, welcome back to the Wow Seat.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are most welcome. I'm super excited because I know all of the work that you've been doing and really trying to make a difference in communities and also making an impact in different industries. So super excited. I would love to just go ahead and jump in talking about our main topic.
Sure. When I was a young child, shall we say, around 10 years old, my dad worked in a washing machine factory, and what they would do is they would have interdepartmental football matches, and I would go along. They would play it on a Sunday in the summer, and it would be a community gathering. Everyone would bring their families along, and it would be just a great occasion for people to come along, have fun, socialize. They would watch a football match, and then they would go into a bar afterwards and have a drink, and you know, everyone would share all their cares, worries, hopes, dreams, what have you. And when I left school at 16, it was something that I took forward. There was an opportunity to bring businesses together, and that's what I did. I started arranging football matches between the business that I worked for and other local businesses, and we got together, and it was the same kind of thing. It was a social gathering. We carried that on until 2009, when somebody asked us how we could raise money for charity. And we had the idea of this community football, and we said what we would do is we would have a one-off football, you call it soccer over there, one-off soccer match, and we would raise money for charity this way. So we did this first soccer match, raised £2,500, which is about $3,000. and that was sent to Boots for Africa.
Nice.
We loved the idea so much that we thought, you know what, we'd love to do this again and again, and that's what we did. So going back 12 years ago, we first started with one-off football match, and now we've played 108 games since then. So,
wow.
So I'm not wow. sure how much money that has raised up to now, but you know, if you say, call it $1,000, so you know, I suppose $108,000 as an average.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
That's how we've got to where we are today, really.
Oh, great! Yeah, thank you so much for providing that. Because I was definitely going to ask you to share the purpose for writing the book, which, of course, the story that you are sharing plays a huge part in the birthing of this book. But what do you desire for the reader to gain from the publication?
Well, when we were putting our team together and when we were playing games, there were hardly any other like-minded teams around. And we had to kind of find things out for ourselves. And that was difficult because along the way, we learned lessons. Some were good lessons, but some were also bad lessons, expensive lessons, or even embarrassing lessons along the way. And we know that since, you know, this horrible pandemic has been around, we know that there has been a lot of interest in people who want to make a difference. And we've been approached by a few who have said to us, well, you know, how can we do what you do? We'd like to go away and organize it ourselves. So I said to them, well, you know, we've got this book, or we should write this book. And this book should help you organize your own games so that you can go away and make a difference and do your own thing with it. And it will take a lot of the heartache out of doing it yourselves. You know, we'll tell you all the pitfalls that we went through, and we'll tell you all the good things, all the advantages that you can do as well. And that was really the whole idea of writing the book, was we thought, if we can help others, then at least they can be creating their own money for community.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Such a helpful resource, for sure. And it is always good to be able to provide from your experience to help others to, as you mentioned, kind of avoid some of the pitfalls or different aspects of the process that maybe you wish you would have had a heads up on, but then also ultimately being able to provide some type of roadmap or jumpstart for, you know, individuals to get started. And I think that that's really remarkable. But, you know, also this is a major part of the work that you do in terms of being able to show different businesses or organizations how they actually can implement the process that you have, the format that you put together. So do you want to speak to that really quick?
Yeah, the whole idea of having a community football team is, as I just said, to raise money for charity. Mm-hmm. But what we do is we also talk to businesses and to community groups and to charities themselves. And we tell them about the mechanism or the model that we've used.
Yes.
And we show them the benefits, because after playing 108 games, we've obviously got a great track record of
yes, I would think so, right?
we're truly experienced in what it is that we do. So we say to businesses who have got a corporate social responsibility policy, if you utilize the model that we created, if you use that in your business, not only are you doing your business a whole lot of good in your community, but you're also doing your employees a lot of good as well, because the physical physical well-being you get from
yes.
it, the mental well-being, plus you're doing something within your local community as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be about football, soccer. It can be about any sport, and it could be about any adventure. Even if you're just an individual who wants to go walking up in the hills, you can create something for your community just by doing it. But not only that, you're creating something beneficial for yourself because you're
absolutely.
Getting
absolutely,
and you're getting mm-hmm. the exercise from it.
Yes, indeed. extremely important. Thank you so much for sharing that. Again, this is such a wonderful body of work. Where can others secure a copy of the publication?
If you were to go on Amazon, it's a great space that for where our book is. And just trying to see the title is How to Organize a Successful Football / Soccer Fundraiser for Community or Charity. So if you search for football or soccer fundraiser or football or soccer community, you will track us down there.
Yeah, such a great resource. And we will actually have a link in the show description with some information also for Chris as well. So as we get ready to wrap this segment up, is there anything else that you would like to share around the publication or a closing word or statement of empowerment? And then I'll have you to share your website if you desire.
The website is www.northwalesdragons.co.uk. If I had any words of empowerment, I would say if you're considering doing any kind of corporate social responsibility, avoid doing tick boxes because it's such an easy thing to do and it's such a way of sideswiping an easy method of doing your business and your employees an awful lot of good purely by getting active.
Oh, great. Yes. That is important and certainly encouraging. Chris, this has been such a great conversation, and you know that I love all of what you bring to the marketplace and also just the impact that you are making in communities and just your big heart that really wants to serve the world at large at such a greater capacity. And you are such a stellar example of leadership of what a communitypreneur, I should say, or a community advocate should look like, especially in this era of great change. And so I love that you are so instrumental in these social movements and really wanting to shift the dynamics of just global change, but just being able to start in your communities and then also, of course, what you do in the business space. So I am so grateful always because, and one thing you know I love about you is your storytelling. I always love to hear you share your stories. They are so heartwarming. They make such a connection. And I just always excited about just the progression of everything that's happening for you. And I am certainly looking forward to having you back, of course, because now you're one of our expertpreneurs here on this platform. So be a variety of topics that your many hats and different levels of expertise that we look forward to showcasing. So thank you so much for being here and sharing about your publication and also your work in this area. And I look forward to bringing you back again soon. So thank you for being here.
Your words are too kind, really. Thank you.
Oh, they're so true. You're most welcome, but they're so true. Yes, I can listen to you, like you said, tell so many stories and talk about several topics for sure. And so I appreciate you. And I just want to say thanks so much, listeners, to tuning into the Wow Seat. So such a great segment, and I am really going to encourage you to go back and re-listen to this segment, and also the one that I mentioned earlier of Chris's other feature, and you'll be able to hear more about what he does as it relates to the greater expansion for businesses and organizations as he incorporates this model. He shared about some of that today, but in the other segment, he talks about it at greater length. So those of you who are business owners and corporational managers, you definitely would benefit highly from that particular segment. Again, Chris is just outstanding. But we would love to have you connect with us, as I mentioned earlier, on Facebook and also on Tumblr platform. I am Allie Nicole. Wow, she does it all. And if you would like to learn more about me, please visit my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. I am certainly looking forward to having you join us for the next segment. And as always, go out and make it a wow day and stay blessed.